Okay, let's get cracking today. We are continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Erev. Today we are learning Parak Zayin Mishnah Beis and Parak Zayin Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah here is going to continue its discussion of two chatzeros, two courtyards that are next to one another but are separated by a wall in the middle. It says the Mishnah, Kosel Shevin Shtei Chatzeros, if there is a wall between two courtyards, Gavoa Asara Verachav Arba'a, and there are it's approximately 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim thick. Says the Mishnah, Ma'arvin Shnayim, the people who live in the two courtyards may make two independent, separate Eruvim, Vein Ma'arvin Echad, and they're not allowed to make one common Eruv, because at the end of the day, the wall is going to be a complete separation between the two courtyards, and therefore, they must make independent Eruvim with their own courtyard. They cannot make a joint Eruv together. However, continues the Mishnah, Hayu berosho peros, if there was fruit on top of this wall that separated the courtyards, elu olin mikan ve'ochlin, ve'elu olin mikan ve'ochlin, the people who live in both courtyards may climb on top of the wall and they can eat the fruit on top of the wall, uvelvad shelo yoridu lemata, as long as they don't carry any fruit down into the houses of the courtyard, that since the top of the wall is 4 tfachim wide and at least 4 tfachim long and 10 tfachim high, it's going to be considered its own rishus hayachid, its own individual domain, its own individual private area. Therefore, carrying on top of the wall itself or from there to either one of the courts is allowed, but carrying from the top of the wall down into the houses of the courtyard would not be allowed because the top of the wall is not included in either of the courtyards a roof. Continuing in the Mishnah, Nifrat HaKotzel, if however the wall had a hole in it, meaning part of the wall, let's say, collapsed at Eser Amos, up to approximately 10 Amos or so, Me'orvin Shnayim. Then in that situation, the people of the two courtyards, they are allowed to make two independent Eruvs, because there was a wall there to separate them, but also Ve'imratu Me'arvin Echad, but if they want, they can also make one Eruv together, Mipnei Shehu Ka'Pesach, because this hole in the wall is like a Pesach, it's less than 10 Amos, and therefore it's like an entranceway. And since an entranceway is a common part of a wall, the wall is going to remain a wall to separate it potentially, but it's also an entranceway to allow them to potentially make an Eruv together as well. However, says the Mishnah, Yoser Mikan, if the hole in the wall is wider than 10 Amos, Ma'or V'necha, then the residents must join in one Eruv together, Ve'ein Ma'ar V'nshnayim, but they may not in that situation make two independent, separate Eruv, that at the end of the day, if they do so, then the courtyards are considered to that if it's more than 10 amos of a hole, then the courtyards are considered to be one area, and if the residents want to make an Eruv, they must all join in one Eruv for both courtyards. Continuing now with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, as we discuss how it's not only true that a wall has the potential to separate between two courtyards, but it's true as well when it comes to a hole in between two courtyards. It says the Mishnah, Charitz Shebein Shtei Chatzeres, if there is a ditch, if there is a hole that separates between two courtyards, Amok Asara, Verachav Arba, and it is 10 Tvachim deep and 4 Tvachim wide, Ma'arvin Shnayim. The residents of the two courtyards may make two independent Eruvs, because they're separated again by this hole, and therefore they're separate. Vein Marvin Echad, and they're not allowed to make one Eruv together, that a ditch this size is going to serve as a complete separation between the two courtyards, and therefore they may join only in two independent Eruvs. They may not join together in one Eruv. And the Mishnah says, Afilu mole kash otevin. This is so even if the ditch is filled with either stubble or straw, that although the ditch is filled in, we assume, as the Bartanura points out, that the stubble or straw is being stored there temporarily and will eventually be removed, and therefore it would not invalidate the mechitza, it would not invalidate, in this case, the ditch, to serve as a separation between the two courtyards. However, says the Mishnah, Malay afar o tsureros, if the ditch is filled with either dirt or with small stones, with like pebbles, ma'arvin echad ve'ein ma'arvin shnayim, In that situation, they may make one Erev, but they may not make two independent Erevs. That since the earth or the pebbles will likely remain in the ditch, then the dish is considered filled in and no longer creates this mechitza, no longer creates a separation between the two courtyards, and therefore they would be considered to be one complete courtyard, and they cannot join in two separate Erevs. Rather, they must join in one Erev together with the two courtyards. Quick review: Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis discussed the case where you have two courtyards next to each other that are separated by a wall. So we said that if the wall is 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim and 4 tefachim thick, then it's considered to be a significant enough of a wall to separate between the two courtyards. In that case, the residents of the two courtyards may make two separate Erevs, but they may not make one common Erev, because again, the wall is going to be a complete separation between the two. And the Mishnah, that if there was fruit on top of this wall, then both the members of both courtyards may go up onto the wall, climb up there and eat the fruit, no problem, bring it down to the courtyard, no problem, but they may not bring it from the Rishos Hayachet, from the private domain of the wall, which is considered, because it's 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide, it's considered its own independent private domain, and therefore you can't bring that into your home, because the Erev Chatzeros that you made for your courtyard didn't include the area of the wall itself. And then the Mishnah discussed the case where the wall was breached, where there was some sort of a collapse in the wall that was up to approximately 10 amos or so. And there we said that the residents of the two courtyards may make two independent Erevs, because there is still a wall there to allow them to do that. But they can also make one Erev together, because the breach in the wall allows them to have an entranceway from one to the other, in which case they would have the ability and the potential to make one joint Erev as well. However, says the Mishnah, if the breach was more than 10 amos, wider than 10 amos, then the residents must join in one Erev, and they may not make more than two independent Erevs, because we assume that the breach or what wider than 10 amos is going to be too large to be considered an entranceway at Pesach, and it would therefore invalidate the mechitza separating the two courtyards. And then Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel taught us that just like a mechitza, a wall in between two courtyards, has the potential to separate them and either force them or allow them to make their own separate independent Erev, the same is true when it comes to a ditch, a hole in the ground of certain size as well, that if there as well it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim and 4 tefachim wide, then there as well they would have a separation. The residents of the two courtyards would make two independent Erevs. They would not be able to make one Erev together. That's true even if it's filled with various stubble and straw, because we assume that's going to be taken out and it's still considered to be a separation. However, said the Mishnah, if the ditch is filled with either dust or dirt or pebbles, then in that situation, they may only make one Erev, because we assume that these items are there to fill in the ditch permanently, in which case the two chatzeres, the two guards, are united, and therefore they may only make one Erev together. Have a great day.